around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your host, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Miguel Jackson.
That is correct. And as Greg says, there's a theme to the show, but there is a theme to the show. So.
Well, Billie Jean, so we must be promoting or exalting the U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good guess. Frankly, I was late. This is one of my generic ones, but you guys will get it by that third or fourth song. So.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. That's CQ and Trev Henry running the board. And fresh off assignment from parts unknown, Jim Hill is back in studio.
Good morning, Greg, CQ, and Trev, and all of our listeners. I'm back from special assignment. Peaches and Herb, baby.
And Greg and Jim.
Yeah. And I've got all my security clearances are back. We went behind enemy lines. We didn't get caught. And we are back in one piece. So good morning and good day. I felt very, very strange last Saturday at 6 a.m. in the morning not to be getting ready to head to do the Bunker to Bunker show.
Right.
It's weird, isn't it?
Exactly. I know. It is kind of strange.
Did anything happen while I was gone?
it was a no-news week while you were gone. Yeah, right. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. I want to send a special shout-out to Leo Simonetta and Justin and all their team at the Biltmore for a hugely successful Bunker Tour event there last week. It was on the Lynx course, and then the after party at the new clubhouse was absolutely remarkable. So thank you to Leo and Justin and all your teams for putting together such a successful event for us. We did have a lot of golf last week we've got to talk about first, and then we'll jump into some of the things that dropped and happened last week. It was just a stunning week in golf, no doubt about that. And at the Charles Schwab Challenge, Davis Riley battles down the wire with his longtime playing friend, back all the way in the junior golf days, Scottie Scheffler, world number one, who started out a little bit slow but just crept up that leaderboard, got himself into position, four shots out of the lead going into the final round, but just couldn't catch Davis Riley, who was too solid. Here's what Davis had to say when he was done.
For sure, I just kept telling myself run my own race. Like you said, it's always tough when the number one player in the world is breathing down your neck. And honestly, no shot lead is enough. Obviously, Scotty's been playing some of the best golf in the world as of recently and for a while now. I just try to stay patient, stay in my own lane, and just try to stay present and fight as hard as I can.
Yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to adding some of those signature events to the schedule. And obviously, there will be a change in schedule and hopefully some more opportunities to get some more points and, make a push towards East Lakes.
Vaulted him up to 55th in the FedEx Cup rankings, and more importantly, takes care of him for the next couple of years to where he can set his schedule the way he wants to be able to set it. Scottie Scheffler is slumping. He had another second-place finish at Colonial, and here's what he had to say about how tough it was.
Overall, just proud of the fight this week, and obviously it was a pretty difficult day to come out to the golf course with the news of Grayson yesterday, and just spent that moment of silence today really just thinking about him and praying for his family and his fiance, and obviously it was pretty difficult to come play golf, but like his parents said, he would have wanted the tournament to continue, and I got to know him fairly well over the last few months. Shared a couple meals with him, played a couple practice rounds. I was with him for a few hours. He was at our rental house last week, and it's a tough day for all of us out here on tour, and we're thinking about his family, and we're praying hard for them for sure.
Well, Davis Riley, let us not forget, Now, he turned professional in 2019. He's a University of Alabama product, so comes for a pretty good pedigree. He has already made, since he got on tour in 22. Guess what his official money earnings are on the PGA Tour?
Now?
Yeah. Been out there since 2022.
$3
million. 4.7.
8.163.
So he's doing okay.
Yeah, so he's doing okay. But again, I love to look at the stats at the end of the day. Davis Riley did not really blow anybody away statistically. Right. However, one thing to keep an eye on is his putts per green in regulation. Number one. I mean, he didn't drive the ball great, but he putted so well that really carried him on to victory. And as we always say, you know, I hit the ball okay, I hit the ball good, but I rolled the ball well, and that always is what the winner says. You know, right. you got to make putts to win. That's just all there is to it.
You know, that's how you finish a hole, right?
That's right. That is the final thing you do on the hole.
I've heard that, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a great event for Davis, and. Once again, Scottie Scheffler he's the new ATM.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, it's not quite Tiger-esque, but if he is on the front page or the first page of the leaderboard, the guys hear footsteps. Let's not kid ourselves. But Davis Riley won the event by 5 shots. He didn't get really a whole lot of breath down his neck.
You know how long... Scottie Scheffler needs to continue at the pace that he is at world number one to catch Tiger.
I think I heard.
Oh, I think it's like years.
10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, he'll be up there with Tiger.
I was going to say 7, and even that would be incredible.
Absolutely.
It's 10. Yeah.
Well, they did wrap up the senior PGA Championship. It was the final KitchenAid-sponsored senior PGA Championship last week at Harbor Shores Resort in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where a good friend of the show, Josh Dockstader, is the general manager and director of golf there. Richard Bland is your winner, fresh off the exhibition tour, comes out there and wins the PGA Championship because it's not a PGA Tour sanctioned event. He was eligible to be able to play. Interestingly enough, they invited him last year.
Right.
And he turned it down because he had a graduation or something that he had to go to.
Jeez.
So he asked him, he said, hey, if you can ever invite me again, I'd appreciate it. And so they invited him this year.
Look at that.
And Richard Bland is your PGA champion on the senior side at 17 under par. Richard Green, who was your early rounds leader, finishes at 14 under par. Greg Chalmers, haven't seen much of Greg Chalmers.
Mm-mm.
13 under par. Scott Hand is at 12 under. But the news is another club pro makes news. Jason Karen shoots 12 under par, finishes 5 shots back, and at one point was up there, I think, tied for the lead.
Yep.
Wow.
Chris DeMarco, 11 under. Ernie Els, 11 under. And Steve Stricker at 10, along with Stuart Sink and Retief Goosen at 9 under, wrap up your top 10.
So a club pro beat Ernie Els. That's pretty good.
How about that?
That's a good week.
That is a very good week. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really, it's interesting to me, the club professionals' performance in the PGA Championships, right?
Yeah, Michael Block and
Michael Block and Jason Karen now, and a couple club professionals made the cut this year. You know, you've got to have, it's like Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got to have somebody do it before people really buy into that it's possible. Do I see a club professional winning a senior PGA or a PGA championship? I say never say never. I think it's possible.
Yeah.
You're getting guys, with technology and all that sort of thing, you're able to compress your practice schedule. Don't forget that a club professional, I don't care what realm they're in, they've got a 9-to-5. They're doing something else to make their living. Golf is really, it's part of their living, but it's a sideline. You're not able to dedicate the hours as if it was your full-time job. But with technology and seeing your spin rates and ball flight and all these sort of things, I think it's allowing the club professionals, the guys who don't get to practice as much, the ability to keep their game sharp in a compressed amount of time. So,
well, and then with a lot of talk about mental health this past couple of weeks, how much pressure is too much pressure?
Well, you see it every tournament, you know, come down in the final couple of rounds.
And that's in any sport.
Yeah. Exactly. And you get a guy who's not out there every week or who is in a foreign position. Listen, I always compare it to, you know, sports as a kid. You know, the first time you went up a level in baseball, you played high school baseball, your first couple games or even the first season was rough.
Yeah.
But then you played the next season.
I can
hit
this guy, yeah.
Now, yeah, you the game slows down and you've been there before. And when you've been there before, it's not as difficult to do it again. And it's like Tom Watson. You know, Tom Watson was a journeyman until he finally kicked the door down, and then he became one of the greatest players of his era, maybe of all time.
So, they did play on the DP World Tour last week, and this is the greatest name ever in golf. Nacho Elvira.
Nacho Cheese Elvira.
Nacho shoots 18 under par to hold off Romain Lagasse and Nicholas Norgaard. Not Nicolai Højgaard. Nicholas Norgaard.
This is getting confusing.
At 17 under par, along with Thomas Peters, Joe Dean, and Matthew Jordan shot 16 under par. Lori Cantor at 15 under par. And Sebastian Garcia, 15 under par, along with Sam Jones. That gives you a quick little wrap-up on what happened on the DP World Tour. On the Corn Ferry Tour, Harry Higgs, for some reason I dropped the ball last week and didn't talk about the Visit Knoxville Open because I thought it was the week before because I saw Harry Higgs' name at the top of the leaderboard.
Couldn't be.
Well, they had a Corn Ferry Tour the week before, and Harry Higgs won there. So Harry Higgs goes back-to-back winning, and also really good friends with Grayson Murray. And here's what Harry Higgs had to say about his win and the loss of Grayson.
Everybody that's here, one, thank you so much for receiving me and congratulating me and cheering me on throughout. But this golf stuff and the result, it's lovely, sure, but it's just not that meaningful. One thing that I kind of thought of last night, especially laying in bed, I would challenge everybody here, and I'm going to do this myself as well. Each day, say something nice to someone you love. And also, make it a point to say something nice to somebody you do not even know. The world is a very difficult place. Thank you.
You know, what's really amazing about that is if people would just live that life, we wouldn't have half the crap going on in the world right now. But I heard him when he did the his player acceptance speech, and he said that this really doesn't mean much. And I'm like, wait a minute, you just dissed the sponsors? I kind of understood what he was saying. Yeah. But he kind of dissed the sponsors and then recaptured it at the end saying this is very special to me.
Right, and I think that he was trying to make a point in the grand scheme of things.
In the golf tournament.
And in the moment, it doesn't mean... I mean, what he was trying to say is there's things that are bigger than winning a golf tournament.
No doubt about that. That's the second one today. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NCAA championship. And then, Jim, we're going to start to get into some of those things that happened while you were away.
All right.
And even back, for that matter.
I think I've caught up, though.
All right. Well, we hope so. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
At the Mets.
2-2. Swing and a miss. All three swings on pitches out of the zone, and Garrett and the Mets hang on by the skin of their teeth as they outlast the Diamondbacks by a final score of 10-9.
Listen to the Arizona Diamondbacks play ball on Arizona Sports 98.7, ESPN 620, and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, are you playing golf in your new Mana Mangrove Pro Golf Shoes by Athlons yet? If not, why not? Man, you've got to get them. The Bunker team all have them, and I can tell you that the stability that you get in these, the balance that you get in these, it helps you to create more force through the golf swing, and it takes less toll on your body. Now, with all of that, what comes from that? You get more control, you get more power, you get more accuracy, and you get less wear and tear on your body. The top long drive tour pros and the champion tour pros like Bernhard Langer are wearing them. Check them out for yourself at bunkergolf.com or at athlons.com, and make sure to use the promo code B2B and get 15% off online, or stop by their store in Mason, get a fitting. That's Athlons, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoe of champions.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We build our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow. We appreciate the support and loyalty from the communities that we live in and love, in which we are part. Two locations, same principle. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa or on Higley Road in Gilbert. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
It's only once a year, and it's here, the Ford Memorial Day sales event at our Desert Ford dealers, May 23rd through June 3rd. Yep, Paul Calvis here, and I love how Ford celebrates the American drive with that 2024 Ford F-150, where it's our option how we want to power up, gas, hybrid, or all electric. And that's not all we get. How about 1.9% financing for 36 months, plus $500 cash back and $1,000 in trade assist cash on a 2024 Ford F-150 XLT. And then on a 2024 Ford Escape, get premium care and extended service plan so you're protected from unforeseen covered repairs. And right now, get Ford Protect Premium Care for up to the earlier of 5 years or 60,000 miles, plus a Ford Credit Flex Buy with 1.9% financing for 66 months and $1,000 in Flex Buy cash on a 2024 Ford Escape. It's the Ford Memorial Day sales event May 23rd through June 3rd at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World. World's Bar 19.
Bunker to Bunker's golf tour is kicking off their summer swing at Verado Golf Club's Victory Course on Saturday, June 22nd. Benefiting the Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation, Bunker to Bunker's two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, a huge raffle, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Come enjoy an unforgettable day of golf with your friends. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Oh, Skaggs, pretty low down. Balls, Skaggs.
But the music is bigger than that. There is, again, as Greg will say, there is every week, but there is a definite...
Billie Jean and Dirty Lowdown.
Sounds rules in music.
They share something in common. We didn't go that deep, sorry, right. Greg. Good guess, though.
I've had two good guesses, that's and they've right. Both been... All right, they did wrap up the NCAA men's tournament this last week, and it was a... it should have been Thriller, should have been the song. Yes, it was a thriller. Absolutely was. So you had 4 days of play by 30 teams to get into, first of all, after 3 days, the top 15, then get into the top 8 after day 4 of individual stroke play, where Illinois comes out on top with a 16-shot victory over Vanderbilt and 17-shot victory over Virginia. Also making it in that final 8 were the University of North Carolina Tar Heels, Florida State, Auburn Tigers, Ohio State Buckeyes, and the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck. Oh, no, they're the, what are they? The Golden, the Bees.
The Golden Hornets. But they're the Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the old saying, I'm a Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer.
So they go into match play, and right off the bat, number one seed Illinois gets knocked off 3-1 by Georgia Tech. Ohio State moves on, Auburn moves on, Florida State moves on. They go into the match play semifinals that afternoon. Florida State knocks off Georgia Tech, and Auburn knocks off Ohio State, setting up a finals of Auburn versus Florida State. Florida State for the second year in a row in the NCAA finals in men's golf, and go down in defeat 3-2. They basically have five players playing. Each match is worth a win or a loss. There's no ties, so they would have played on if there were any ties. And all you have to do is win 3 out of 5 matches, and Auburn won 3 out of 5 matches to take down Florida State.
Well, Greg, I don't know how they set it up, but usually ones go out first, twos, threes, fours, then fives, or flip it. But, fives going out first, fours. But Florida State had to like their position after the first two matches. They won the first match 1-up. And the second match 2-1. Okay, so we've got a 2-point lead.
Right.
We're feeling pretty good about our things.
Yes.
And then they lose match number 3, 5-4.
Ooh.
The fourth match 4-3, wow. And the fifth match 2-1. So the last three matches didn't even get to the 18th hole. They were just they dusted them off pretty good.
They boat raced them.
But you feel
kind of 4, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Small, I've met Mike and spent a little bit of time with him. He's a coach at Illinois, great player. But, gosh, you go out there in stroke play, and you shoot 6 under. They boat race him. They won by 16 shots over Vanderbilt, and then they're out.
Yeah.
So in days gone by, they would have been your champion before the match play component came in. And I love the match play. I think it's great. It's a great way to crown a champion. Mono-a-mono competition's awesome. But I got to feel a little bit bad for Illinois, boat racing the field, and now they're just kind of an afternote in the history of this year's championship.
There is a 6-way tie for runner-up in the individual side after day 4 of Tyler Gokey, Luke Clanton, Jackson Coilvin, Gordon Sargent, Max Henderson, and Ben James all shoot 286, but they were bested by Hiroshi Tai of Georgia Tech, who shot 285. Now, I'm going to ask you this, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Probably Hiroshi will turn pro one day.
I would suspect.
You think it makes a difference that he was individual champion in the NCAAs as far as how successful he'll be on the PGA Tour if he goes to the PGA Tour?
It would have 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, yeah, look at...
Why? You don't get drafted.
No, but, again, he will come out as a noted rookie having won the men's NCAA championship. I think that's always a part of your history. You win a USAM or an NCAA men's or women's or what have you. You come out and it just adds to your... It adds to your resume, of course. Will that help him win on the PGA Tour? Maybe to a degree. He's been there before, like I was talking about before. He got to be there a couple times to kick the door in. But you go all the way down this field, you go all the way to the last guy, Jonas Apple for Baylor shot plus 36, 86, 79, 77, 82.
Yes.
Now, having said, you go, oh, gee whiz, she's plus 36. Listen, Jonas Apple, anybody in this field can just play their tails off.
Right.
So you never know who is going to be out there. And, you've got guys on tour right now that played at D3 or NAIA schools.
Right.
So you just never know how it's going to translate. A lot of guys are late bloomers, and they get out there, and instead of being, part-time golfers, which, quite honestly...
Didn't Scheffler not win in college?
He did not, but he was pretty...
I mean, Rozang is a good answer to that.
Right, but in college,
Rozang,
if it's done the right way, and I suspect most of it is done the right way, you are really only a part-time golfer. because you've got your studies and all the other stuff that goes along with being a college student. But then you get out and you graduate from college. If you have some financial backers or some way to keep yourself financed, you get out there, and now you can do it as a full-time job. You can dedicate 8 to 10 hours a day doing it. And some players need that. I mean, you look at some of the golf swings out there. I'll take a Joel Damon, for instance. He played at UW, but was a good player. Certainly not a bad player, but a good player. And he's had his ups and downs as a professional. But the opportunity to dedicate days to his craft rather than just 3 hours before class, 3 hours after class, it makes a lot of difference. And some guys, it just clicks for sometimes. You know, you look at Bo Hosler. Bo Hosler was a great college player and expected to be a can't-miss kid. He hasn't won on tour yet. Has had a nice career. Yeah. He hasn't won on tour yet. So it doesn't always translate, but sometimes it does.
Well, Jim, based upon the totality of evidence, my office cannot move forward in the prosecution of the charges filed against Mr. Scheffler. The evidence we reviewed supports the conclusion that Detective Gillis was concerned for public safety at the scene and when he initiated contact with Mr. Scheffler. However, Mr. Scheffler's actions and evidence surrounding their exchange during this misunderstanding do not satisfy elements of any criminal offenses. So my first question is, Jim, before you give your thoughts on that right there, from the prosecutor of Mike O'Connell in Louisville, is, if that was you,
well, he took the words out of my mouth.
And you got arrested.
Yep.
Would your charges be dropped?
Well, Greg, I was just going to ask you that. Let's say Greg Ellis, let's say you're volunteering in the golf shop that week, and you got to get in to open up you're the guy with the keys. You got to get in there and unlock the stuff, and you get involved in this terrible miscommunication. I do not think that the public outcry of Greg Ellis getting arrested would be nearly as strong as it was with Scottie Scheffler, free Scottie Scheffler.
Right.
So, do I think that perhaps the police officer was a bit overzealous? Yes. But I have seen the gentleman working the Waste Management Phoenix Open as police officers and in security. And it is a brutal job. And by Thursday, they're
had to
worn
rain
out.
In a car accident that killed somebody. It's all kinds of trouble.
I suspect that this was a... Yeah, and obviously Scottie Scheffler or the members or whoever got him, the lawyers, got him good lawyers, trust me. It wasn't some guy on the back of a Matchbox cover.
So
and so do I suspect had it been Greg Ellis rather than Scottie Scheffler or Jim Hill rather than Scottie Scheffler, we would have probably been gotten in there. I don't think we would have gotten released as fast.
Yeah, 72 minutes, yes.
And I think that we probably would have been fined and told, listen, when a summon of authority commands you to stop or whatever, just put the brakes on, and here's your fine, or you can go to traffic survival school and take this off your record. That's what I suspect probably would have happened.
Imagine another PGA Tour player.
There's a Green Wolf commercial on the TV.
They're big time, baby.
Imagine another PGA Tour player. We won't mention any names, but you can all think about them and think about if they would have been in that situation.
Bryony Baird.
Don't be mentioning names. We'd get sued for that. Okay. But can you imagine? They'd have gone ballistic on the cop.
Right.
And it would have been even worse.
Yeah.
But the tone of Scottie Scheffler is one thing.
Respectful, et cetera.
Absolutely. And so it could, if it had to happen, it was good that it happened to him because he was able to control his emotions.
Right.
I'd have gone ballistic.
I'd have probably
cussed the cop out.
But here's the thing. Scottie Scheffler,
you thought it was a security guard problem.
I think that's Scottie Scheffler's nature to just be a little more relaxed. Right. But also, between the time of arrest and the beautiful picture that he took and the time he got out of the holding cell and back to the golf course, he got coached up pretty well.
Yeah,
and in his presser afterwards, he made sure to mention how shook up he was and how disturbing it was and how that the cops or the police officers or security were just doing their job. He made extra sure not to be condescending or disrespectful. And I think that was a good play, no doubt about it. So, yeah, but I mean, listen. It was kind of a nothing burger. It was confusion. There was mistakes on both sides. And I'm glad. I just hope that this police officer doesn't just get barbecued for the rest of his life in his $80 pants he has to get replaced.
I wish to put this incident behind me. I hope the officer will do the same. Police officers have a difficult job, and I hold them in high regard. Good thing you ended like that, Scotty, so that the DPS doesn't get you here in Arizona. Yeah. All right, we'll be back with more golf after this.
There's not a bunch of this. There are no fireworks expected, but the OTAs continue the hope felt after the NFL draft.
The Arizona Cardinals select.
It's a franchise quarterback throwing passes to a new wide receiver.
Kyler Murray, one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Too excited to play with him.
We cover Cardinals OTAs with Wolf and Luke live right down the hall from where the position groups meet on the home of Arizona Cardinals football, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
When you need it, you want the best team to represent you. And the Berg Simpson Law Firm is a team you can rely on. Dave Burns here. Years ago, my wife and I were involved in a terrible accident and we made a mistake. We needed help to navigate all of it and we could have used Berg Simpson. They are not your typical injury law firm. Don't do this on your own. Call Berg Simpson, 602-777-7000 or visit them at BergSimpson.com. Berg Simpson, good lawyers, changing lives.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. You ready to hand out some trophies? Well, this is the month to do it because we are getting a champion in basketball and we're getting a champion in hockey and the contenders are starting to separate themselves in baseball as well. Look, you want to get to Twin Peaks where they have TVs everywhere so you can watch all the games at once. You don't have to miss a second of the action. Plus, they have an outstanding food selection, burgers, loaded fries, wings, and so much more. Whatever you're looking for, Twin Peaks has you covered with the great scenery they're known for at 5 convenient valley locations. So never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
This summer will be heating up as the Arizona Diamondbacks look to repeat as NL champions and bring home that World Series title. Man, is it fun watching these D-backs play. The Gold Glove defense, the speed on the base paths, and the newfound power in the lineup. You don't want to miss any of the action, but if you're struggling with your vision, you're probably doing a lot more listening than hearing. But we can change that. Dr. Jay Schwartz has been the team ophthalmologist for the D-backs since 2002, and is he ready to help you see the game the way you're intended to? If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, it's very likely a vision correction procedure from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center that may be right from you. Dr. Schwartz offers a free LASIK evaluation and 2 years of interest-free financing. And he's got 3 locations in the Valley, Glendale, Scottsdale, and Mesa. Trust me, I had LASIK surgery from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center about 15 years ago. And at age 57, I don't wear any glasses, contacts, or readers. One of the best things I've ever done. So if you want to reduce or even eliminate your need of glasses and contacts, call 480-483-EYES for your free LASIK evaluation or go online at teameyedoc.com.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
by Sharona.
Look at that. Can you give me the band?
The Knack.
Knack. Sort of big on the one-hit wonder list.
Ah, well, Michael Jackson was not a one-hit wonder.
No, okay, no, this is not a one-hit wonder theme, no.
So we've got Billie Jean, Dirty Lowdown, and My Sharona.
Okay. It's more of how the songs kind of begin.
Oh. The bass lines or drum lines?
Drum lines, exactly.
All right.
Now that we've solved that mystery, we can move on. They are playing. They are playing golf worldwide this week,
yes.
Literally correct. Worldwide. Yeah. They are playing north of the border. They're playing up at the RBC Canadian Open in the Canadian National Open. They are out there and 72 degrees in beautiful Hamilton Golf and Country Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, where Robert McIntyre and Ryan Fox are your leaders at 10 under par.
Boy, Ryan Fox has been hanging around the top of the leaderboard a lot lately.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. That's the third one. So Mackenzie Hughes, your lone Canadian, is sitting at 7 under par, 3 shots back. Joel Damon is at 8 under par, along with Andrew Novak. And Mackenzie Hughes is actually your low Canadian. He shot 69 the first round, which was 1 under par, and then followed it up with a 6 under par 64 to vault up that leaderboard. Corey Connors made a little move up that leaderboard to 3 under par. Will Bateman, your guy that won last year making a 72-footer on the last hole for Eagle, Nick Taylor, doesn't look like he fared very
well. I think he missed
the
cut. Yeah.
I think Nick missed the cut, by golly. And even Mike Weir played in it, shot 68-73. That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you, Greg, you look at the leaderboard, and Robert McIntyre, Ryan Fox, but out of nowhere comes Joel Damon.
Right.
Joel Damon has been struggling the last couple of years, and I think the Netflix deal, I forget what it's called, but they had a pretty
full swing.
They had a pretty raw segment on him, you know.
Correct.
But he shot 67-65. Could be leading the golf tournament. Round one, he makes 3 bogeys en route to 67. And then yesterday, he was feeling it and shot 65. So good to see Joel Damon kind of doing his thing again. One of the good guys out there,
yeah.
You know, just kind of personalities are interesting. He kind of looks like sometimes he doesn't care and just mails it in. But that's how some people, we all deal with situations differently. But obviously, he's striking it pretty well to shoot 67, 65. Could be leading the golf tournament had he not made 3. They were not good bogeys in the first round.
Rory McIlroy goes out and shoots 66 in the first round. Looks like he's going to contend.
Yep.
And then fires and falls back on Friday, shooting 2 over par 72. Here's what Rory had to say about, there is a big stretch of golf coming up, and it's you're going to have to put on your big boy pants, tighten up your bootstraps, and get ready to play 4 weeks in a row. Here's what Rory had to say.
Yeah, 4 weeks on the bounce coming up here. Honestly, haven't worked on anything. Was in Italy for nearly 5 days last week with my friends for one of my best friend's wedding, which was great. I spent the weekend back in Jupiter. I hit balls on Sunday for the first time since Kentucky, and then came up here. So, but I've got there's 4 weeks. There's a really big week in the third week in the U.S. Open. Not that they're not all big weeks, but I've been playing well. I feel like my game's in a decent groove, so I felt last week was a good time to take a few days off.
I didn't hear him say who his plus one was.
Yeah. I wasn't even going to go working down there. I
wasn't
she was working.
Yeah.
But Rory McIlroy, like you said, Greg, when he came out on Thursday and he shoots 66, I'm like, all right, Rory's clicking on all cylinders. Yesterday's round was sloppy. Made 3 bogeys and a birdie. On 18, get this, 18, he made a mess of it. Hits it in the bunker,
259 yards off the tee, which is amazing to me that he didn't hit it further. Then he hits a shot out of the bunker, hits it about 38 yards.
Oh.
But then his third shot, he just striped one, 201, knocked it in there about 28 feet, and he's about to, he's not doing so good. And then he drains the putt, 28-footer on 18 for to save his par. Now, why I'm bringing that up is he missed it from inside 15 feet all day. So when you do that on the last hole of playing kind of a ho-hum round, I think it might bode well for him going into the weekend. I think that gets you rolling. He's only 8 shots back, which if he's 8 shots back after today, then he's got problems.
If you bogey that hole, dinner doesn't taste so good.
Right, exactly. So 8 shots on going into Saturday morning, it's a big margin to overcome, but look at the players in front of him. There's nobody in front of him that I say, oh my gosh. So don't count him out yet. But it was a great finish to a very sloppy round.
And basically, all he's got to do is have a big second. He's going to have to shoot like 62 in this third round, and he'll vault up that leaderboard and get himself into position.
If he shoots 65-65, that'll put him at 12 under. That might get it done.
It could. All right, they are playing the Principal Charity event at Wakanda Club in Des Moines, Iowa, where Ernie Els is your leader. Ernie's been playing some amazing golf, had a chance to win the senior PGA last week, and it just fell back.
Yeah.
He's at 10 under par. Stephen Ames at 8 under par, along with Ricardo Gonzalez, who won earlier in the year the Trophy Hassan event over in the Middle East.
Algeria or something, I think.
Yeah, somewhere over there. But he's tied with Vijay Singh. But the big news is, at 7 under par, you've got Rod Pampling, Heath Slocum, Rob LeBritz, and Bunker to Bunker's own Billy Mayfair sitting there at 7 under par. At one point, he was tied for the lead until Vijay, Ricardo, Steven, and Ernie decided to pull away.
He's been playing better
there, sitting there right there in the hunt, and anything can happen in these sprints on the PGA Tour Champions. They are playing on the Korn Ferry Tour again this week. They're playing the UNC Health Championship, playing a great country club, playing Raleigh Country Club up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Fun golf course to be able to play, and these guys are not tearing it up there at Raleigh Country Club. Nelson Ledesma is your leader by one over Daniel Summerhays, Patrick Welch, and Carter Jenkins. They are playing on the European Tour, the DP World Tour, where right now Guido is your leader at the
DP World Tour stuff.
What the heck's the thing
European
called?
Open?
It is called the European Open. So they've got the European Open. So I guess that's their... Is that their country? Or
is that
their
Masters?
Or is it their continent?
Because
there is no country Europe.
No, it's a continent.
Right. So that means they're not playing a national championship.
They're playing a continental
championship. Even bigger.
I would say that's bigger than country, yeah.
So anyway, that's what's going on there. Guido Migliozzi has a one-shot lead over Janik De Bruin and Lori Kanter. When we come back, we are going to recap the ladies' women's U.S. Open being put on by the USGA. We've got a lot to talk about there. We also have to sneak in a golf tip of the week. You haven't been here for a golf tip of the week. So we're going to have
Seems like forever.
I know, right? We'll get that in. You're listening to Bunker Golf Show, Arizona's number one golf show. For over 35 years, we've been bringing it to you live. We bring it to you on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Torrey Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you miss the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices, maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair, or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Is credit card debt weighing you down? Are you losing sleep at night worrying about how much you owe? Have you ever used one credit card to pay off another credit card, just prolonging the problem? You're not alone. Half of all Americans are dealing with troubling credit card debt. But there is an answer. Zero Debt USA has proven strategies to eliminate that troubling credit card interest and get you out of debt fast. They can often get your monthly payment down to less than half of what you're currently paying. Work with a company that can help. Visit ZeroDebtUSA.com. Again, ZeroDebtUSA.com.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Sanderson Ford is Arizona's largest Ford dealership. They're also number one in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. This is truly Sanderson Ford country, and people are singing their praises.
Across the green desert.
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez.
To where the mountains touch the sky.
Owner Sanderson Ford, David Kimmerly.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
Owner of Rosie on the House, Rosie Romero.
Where Arizona's pride.
92.3 KTAR News Tacos. Mike Broomhead.
Sanderson Ford Country.
98.7 Arizona sports host John Gambadoro.
Built on serving you.
102.5 KNIX Country host Tim Hattrick, a.k.a. Johnny Maverick.
Sanderson Ford.
Mix 96.9 host Priscilla Ornelas.
Satisfaction in somebody's
bed. Sanderson Ford General Manager Mark Widar.
For Arizona pride.
This is Sanderson Ford Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France radio message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and sweet macaron all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. From May 23rd, make the most of our new Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport nonstop flights to Paris. Elegance is a journey. Air France. See conditions on airfrance.us.
Fifty ways to leave your lover. Paul Simon.
And again, the theme is drum intros.
Yeah.
Classic drum intros. How about that?
Yes.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out the great offer for new clients. Get $100 off your first program and a free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. Also want to remind our listeners, don't wait. You need to get signed up. 3 weeks from now is the next Bunker Tour event at Verado. So go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up. We're about 60% sold out right now with 3 weeks to go. So you snooze, you lose.
That's right.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
There's another major championship going on this week.
And that is?
It is the Women's U.S. Open being contested at Lancaster Country Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're using horse and buggy to get back and forth to the hotel because it is Amish country. And no cars are allowed, I guess.
Are they on Mackinac Island?
Yeah. I know, right? It's exactly right. Hey, it was voted the top place in the country to go visit.
I know, it's
Mackinac
awesome.
Island. I know, you gotta love it. Well, anyway, it was, in my opinion, nothing but embarrassment and carnage going on at the Women's U.S. Open. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But Wachani Michai is at 4 under par, and you won't believe how long I've been practicing that.
I can only imagine.
I had no idea how to pronounce that name.
Yep. She is your leader at 4 under par. She will be going off with Andrea Lee, who's 2 under par. Minji Lee and Yuka Sasso are the only other two players under par. They're at 1 under par. And then you've got a pretty good amateur contingent in there. Asterisk. And everybody's been saying her name wrong. They've been saying asterisk. It's not asterisk. It's asterisk.
Yep.
Gotta get that.
Just like the button on your keyboard, asterisk.
That's exactly right. Yep. Anyway, Asterisk Tally is an amateur and is your 1 over par along with Wee Ling Su, Jin Hee Im, Mi Hang Lee, Hanako Subanu, Subano, who is a former U.S. Open winner, and Megan Scalfel, your U.S. amateur champ, and Sakuro Kuwai are all at 1 under, along with Crisanto Iwai. So it's you've got 4 players at under par, you've got another 9 players 1 over, and then it just catapults from there to an all-time high cut of 8 over par.
Yep.
Makes the cut.
Wow.
And already there's carnage out on the golf course because all of those 8 overs, you've got Mario Gabellino is 6 over par right now, so she was 7 to start, but she's 13 over par right now. Alex Plano.
She's 6 over just today.
Today. Ooh, 13 man. Over par for the tournament. Alex Plano. Caroline Inglis are at 12 over par, along with Gabriella Ruffles, who's 4 over on her round today, 12 over par. So it does not look like it's going to get any easier. And in my opinion, Jim, first of all, let's hear about world number one and taking, I couldn't believe it, but yet I said, all right, everybody makes a big number every now and then. She'll probably still make the cut.
Well, she missed by 2.
Yep.
She rallied pretty hard. She shot 80-70. And, Greg, you mentioned carnage. And, yes, it has been carnage. But the USGA, the Blue Jackets from Far Hill, New Jersey, they want par to be the number.
Well, right. That's not what they say. What they say is they want to be recognized.
They want to test all parts of the game.
They want to be able to find the best player to win their national championship. Well, tell me how the 155th ranked player in the world is your best player. She's capturing lightning in a bottle right now, and that doesn't mean that she's your best player. That's why this is just an absolute abomination of a women's U.S. Open. But here's what the call sounded like when Nelly was on her way to making a septuple bogey.
She made a 10 on a par 3.
That's got to go. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. This is a
potentially the end of her chase for a national championship.
I can't almost believe what we're seeing. This is where you wish that it was match play. This feels a little tin cuppy right now. She just keeps hitting it right, like dropping it in the same spot. And I mean, she's dropped now. This will be her third attempt at the exact same shot.
Line 7 hitting 8.
At this point, I'd have Jason start looking for those golf balls. I don't know how many golf balls she brought with her, and you can see how quickly, though, she was moving. It's kind of like that quicksand that I was talking about. It's so easy to start going too fast because you just want to get out of there.
You can hear the pain from the TV commentators.
Oh, yeah. 52 balls in the water on the 12th hole on Thursday alone.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. That whole location.
And her ball didn't go in the water. She first went in the sand trap.
Yeah, and then knocked it on the green. Yeah. And she blamed it on a leaf being underneath her golf ball is why the ball went in the water. Well, no, she just hit the ball too hard. And it's just, it's ludicrous that you have a hole where the golf ball can roll like that. I think that, you look at it, though, the average score for the Thursday's rounds was 75.2, okay?
Right.
So usually Friday is a little bit easier. Well, it was.
Yeah.
74.6.
Well, on the 12th, Nelly came back the second day, round two yesterday, and made a par.
And made a great par, by the way, because she almost dunked it in the water.
Exactly. Wow.
Her ball was inside the penalty area line.
Wow. Three birdies, three bogeys, even par, 70. So she misses the cut by two. I thought it was really spectacular, though, the run she made to get that close to the cut line. And if she makes the cut, maybe she's got a chance. But, you know, I think that the story so far of the Ladies U.S. Open is twofold. Nellie Korda's 10, or threefold. Nellie Korda's 10, kind of a unknown player at the top of the board.
Right.
But asterisk tally,
yes,
at 15 years, 105 days, near the top of the leaderboard. Do you think she might have any college scholarships coming in?
Oh, there are a few. No.
Another story, too, is the course playing so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, I think that the USGA, like it or not, they say they want to identify the best players, but they want to test every facet of your game, and they're trying to get the score. They want the score to be right around even par. A couple under, no problem, but they don't want to have a 20 under par score win the national championship, which I think that's valid.
No doubt about it.
All right, we come back. Interesting how much this player is getting just obliterated for something she did at the U.S. Women's Open this week. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We are way off the rails and hope to get back on them, but you are listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Who's on top in high school sports in Arizona? And who's building up a powerhouse to unseat Arizona's best programs? Kevin McCabe talks with Arizona high school coaches and athletic staff Saturday mornings at 9 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning at 9 on the local sports leader, Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. You know, there's a lot of people wearing Shady Rays right now. Are you? Just as like wearing your Athlon's golf shoes, you need to get yourself those Shady Rays sunglasses. And I'm specifically speaking of the Green Wolf sunglasses. They are high def when it comes to clarity and sharpness in seeing every blade of grass on the golf course. And the great thing about it is Shady Rays has 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You scratch them, you break them, you even lose them. They'll replace them. So go to Shady Rays, go online to ShadyRays.com or go to Kierland Commons store in Scottsdale and use the promo code B2B and get 30% off your next purchase of Shady Rays eye protection. I'm telling you, it's number one with a Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Shady Rays should be number one with you today.
Are you not able to enjoy this summer as much as you want because of joint pain? This is the best time for being outdoors, but not if your knees, shoulders, back, or hips are hurting. Don't suffer any longer. Non-surgical joint pain relief is here at QC Kinetics. Call them today. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. QC Kinetics advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue so you can walk and run and hike and play golf and move again pain-free. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of former orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. Their advanced protocols have enabled tens of thousands of patients to reclaim their mobility. Stop putting it off. Take action now and live your best life again. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Hey, it's Gamble. Mortgage rates are making news every day, but what's putting the worst financial squeeze on people isn't mortgage rates, but credit card interest rates, which can be higher than 24%. But there's hope. My friends at the Lund Mortgage team can help you take back control and get you out from under those high balance and high interest debts by consolidating your debt with a home equity line of credit. Some of their clients are saving $1,000 or more each month. That's like getting a $12,000 tax-free salary increase. You owe it to your family to learn more. So visit them online today at LundMortgage.com. That's LundMortgage.com.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Oh, been a long time since I got arrow. Fred Zeppelin.
4 for 4 today.
Yes, sir. What is this? Such a great intro.
Hi, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We were talking U.S. Open, and Machani Michai is your leader there, and she's 155th in the world rankings for women's golf. Her golf ball doesn't know it, but she is.
That's right.
Absolutely. And here's what she had to say about Lancaster Country Club.
I feel like my game not, like, you know, I'm not make a lot of birdies on the easy course, like the soft greens, soft conditions. I'm not kind of that person. I like when you need to think a lot, when you need to land, like, some, when you need to land maybe shorter and then just be patient, something like that. And then I'm just trying to, you know, focus on my strength game, which is the putt and the wedge, kind of like that. I think that's the point for me.
Well, we got a long way to go. And, you know, do I think that she's going to hang on to win? No, but it's a nice story at the halfway point.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you another really nice story is my granddaughter was at the U.S. Open and went to get an autograph from one of the players, and it was Charlie Hall, and she had this cigarette hanging out of her mouth. Well, some of that is true.
Yeah.
But anyway, Charlie Hall caught puffing a little smoker.
Yeah. You know, she was ripping a lung dart and making no excuses or apologies. Do I think that smoking is a good idea? Absolutely not. But listen, smoking and golf go together like beer and golf. There's a great picture, a picture from yesteryear of Ben Hogan and Arnold Palmer standing on a tee, and both of them have cigarettes hanging out of their mouth.
Right.
And side by side is another picture of a modern day pro. They're drinking a bottle of water and eating a banana.
Well, Charlie Hall says that she's been diagnosed with ADHD.
Right.
So she gets a lot of massages. And cigarettes seem to help her. You know, she's a pretty fit individual if you look at some of the photos and everything. But you can be fit and smoke.
Yeah, but that it's so surprising because she, you know, part of her dealing with her ADHD is her workout schedule. And right. She's very committed to it. And you can tell by looking at her, she's in fantastic physical shape. But she likes it. She likes to have a smoke every so often. And, you know, people that smoke, I guess, when the pressure goes up, that cigarette, I guess, you know, helps them calm down. But, and a lot of guys, listen, there's a lot of smokers out on tour. Make no mistake about it. That's true. Most of them cup it, and you can't really see it. But you can also see the guy has a cigarette cupped in their hand. They've got it like this. Hey, at least she wasn't vaping, I guess. Come on, man. She's maybe not signing autographs. Maybe she could have waited until she got in the scoring area to rip a heater. But
yep.
I'm not that worried about it.
Jim, we've had several calls from our listeners, and they're wanting to know what time is it.
It is time for the highly informative, the always dependable golf tip of the week. North of the Border style.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet.
Don't answer.
Remember, you've been off a couple weeks.
We had to train John Roller on this just last week.
He did very well.
He did very well, exactly.
You not only have to be good, but you also have to have two horseshoes up your rear end. You got to be lucky to win the U.S. Open.
Ooh.
I jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
This week's Tip of the Week is putting in a trough.
Putting in a trough.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. So it's really fun to watch when you're watching these tour players and watching the LPGA Tour players play golf and you watch them hit putts.
Yep.
One of the things that you always hear the commentators say is, well, here's where their line is. They've got to hit it on that line. Well, the last I checked, the hole was larger than 1.68 inches in diameter.
Yes. Right?
The cup is actually 4.25 inches across.
Right.
So with that being the case, why do you only have a line, Jim?
Well, Greg, I know where you're going with this, and it's legit because I have stood back over putts and look at it, and when you're in the right frame of mind, you see that trough.
Yes.
And you know if you just get it started in that trough and make sure your speed's good, it's going in.
Yeah, think about putting in an eaves trough. You're not putting on one line. All you have to do is keep it inside the bumpers.
Yep.
Well, that's the same thing you need to think about when you're putting. You want to draw two lines back from that hole back to your golf ball on the way that you think the putt is going to go. And you want to try to do everything you can to keep that ball inside those two bumper lines. If you do, you are going to be so much more successful putting because now you're not so focused on the line of the putt. You can focus on an area where you want the putt to be in. You don't have to be as precise because how many times do you hit a ball directly into the middle of the cup? Usually it goes in on the left edge or the right edge and sometimes in the middle. So if it goes in on the left edge or it goes in on the right edge, doesn't that tell you that basically you've got a trough that you can hit the putt in to be able to get the ball in the hole?
Exactly.
So when you're out there putting, even if you have to go and lay down a couple of alignment sticks, one on each side of the hole, and try to hit those putts inside those two alignment sticks, go ahead and do that. It's going to broaden your vision and your mind to see a much wider area to be able to stroke that putt into.
You know what's weird, Greg? When I see a trough, it's always on a breaking putt.
Yeah.
It's not a straight putt.
Wow.
And so I don't know, maybe my mind's messed up. We know that's true. But,
that makes for a great visual, Greg. I like that tip.
Yeah. Well, so that is your golf tip of the week brought to you by Shady Rays. And It is a thing that we like to say is live hard. We got you. So, Jim, who said this? You not only have to be good, but you also have to have two horseshoes up your rear end. You got to be lucky to win the U.S. Open.
Well, that statement, Greg, is a pretty well-known statement. It was authored by someone who never won the U.S. Open.
Hmm.
However, they did lead they have the record for most PGA Tour wins, I believe.
Tied for it, yep.
I think they're going to hold on to it now. And that was Slammin' Samuel Snead. An interesting thing about Sam Snead that maybe you don't know, Greg, is he was the professional emeritus at up at White Sulphur Springs in Virginia, right? And he would go out to the tee every day at 12 o'clock, and he'd join a group and say, "Fellas, I like to have a little money on the bet on the game." So they'd make a little bet, right? They're playing with Sam Snead, for goodness sakes. And he mostly won, but if he ever lost, he would write a check. This thought process being the check will never get cashed because it's got Sam Snead's autograph on it. Notoriously tight with the, he knew how to squeeze a dollar.
Is White Sulphur Springs the Greenbrier?
Yes, Greenbrier. Okay,
cool. So, Jim, even with your week on assignment, you still were able to come back and get the correct answer. Sam Snead won approximately 142 professional events, won 82 times on the PGA Tour, including 7 major championships. So, way to go.
But not a U.S. Open, yeah.
But not a U.S. Open, yeah.
Didn't get the career chance left.
Nope, sure couldn't. All right, they are playing at the RBC where the rounds of golf are underway, and we're already starting to see some movement. Bo Hostler, 3-under on his round today. He's at 3-under now, tied for 22nd at 3-under par. That's pretty remarkable. Jonathan Vegas, 2-under on his round today, 3-under for the tournament. They are your biggest movers and shakers that have teed off so far.
Mark Messner is 4-under after 10.
Oh, I missed that one.
He's moved all the way up to a tie for 13th.
And Robert McIntyre and Ryan Messner. Fox are your leaders. And we heard from, or we're going to hear from, Gary Woodland, who made the cut on the number, and Ryan Fox, who is tied for the lead, talking about the Canadian Open and how it helps them prepare for the next upcoming national championship, the U.S. Open.
Yeah, it's trending. The putting the last couple of weeks has been as good as it's been in a long, long time, so I'm excited about that. But for me, it's ball striking, making sure I'm driving the golf ball and play. Obviously, U.S. Open is a premium on that. It'll be a good test this week because it's a premium I'm driving out here. So starting to see some more shots, starting to work the golf ball a little bit, which is nice. All those things you're going to need at U.S. Open. So this will be a good test for me this week to prepare for that.
Personally, for me, just tidy up the short game. Last couple of weeks, I've hit it a lot better. PGA, I hit it great and didn't chip putt very well, and last week I had signs of the chipping putting coming back, and I've been working hard on the, you got me on the way to the chipping green right now actually, so if I'd have done that well over the weekend, I probably could have turned that into a top 15, top 10 finish.
So there you have it from Ryan Fox, who is tied for the lead, and Gary Woodland, who is made the cut on the number this week, talking about how important this Canadian Open is to their preparation for the U.S. Open, because more than likely they're not in the signature events or maybe in the Memorial next week. So you're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. They won't be in the Memorial next week because it's a signature event.
Right.
So you're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We are live every Saturday morning, as we have been for the last 35 years, right here on Arizona Sport, the local sports leader.
Listen to every Diamondbacks.
Swung on and blasted out to left field.
On the Arizona Sports app.
Donovan at the wall, and it's gone! Christian Walker.
The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, if you haven't done it yet, you need to get out to the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia. They have great daily specials going on, but right now for you, the bunker special is $59. That's right, $59 to go and play out at the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia. And while you're out there, What the heck? When you're done with your round, go on into V's Tap Room. Have one of the 16 microbrews on tap, or have one of their wood-fired pizzas. My favorite is the wood-fired pepperoni pizza. And it's June right now. So what's going to happen? The Trilogy Golf Club Popular Junior Golf Camp is back this month. Get out there and sign your kids up so they can start to play golf just like you're seeing the ladies and the men play on the big tours. Don't wait. Get signed up. Go to TrilogyGolfClub.com today.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and I'm with my buddy, Shane O'Hanrahan. And Shane, what is new at Chapman BMW?
Hey Bick, we have all sorts of great things happening. Right now we have incentives up to $9,900 on select models, 90 days until first payment. You can lease the all-new i4 for just $499 a month, and with interest rates rising, we have financing at 2.99%.
You can shop online at ChapmanBMW.com. That's Chapman BMW. Two great locations,
one great experience.
Looking for an award-winning relationship for your vehicle's service needs? Welcome to Desert Car Care of Chandler. Don't take our word for it. Just ask your neighbors or check out all their testimonials and awards they've won. Their philosophy is simple. On time, certified, convenient, and award-winning automotive service backed by an industry-leading 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on parts and labor. Desert Car Care of Chandler. Just south of Chandler on Dobson, providing you the automotive experience you deserve. Check them out at Desert Car Care.
Right.
Asia. Rosanna.
Isn't this Asia?
You're half right.
No, Rosanna.
Another four-letter band, Toto.
Toto, that's... Oh, I should be ashamed of myself. Asia, Toto.
Key of the Moment by Asia.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. The U.S. Women's Open has started. They're out there playing right now. But, Jim, before we get into hearing from Andrea Lee, who is tied for, I guess, third place, would be, but you'd call it second because she's the second best score, right? But anyway, the carnage. Listen to some of these names that missed the cut. Lynn Grant, Brittany Lang, Nelly Korda, Lauren Coughlin, who's been playing some amazing golf, Lydia Ko, Rose Zhang, Georgia Hall, Lexi Thompson, Jennifer Kupcho, all of these casualties of a totally botched setup for Lancaster Country Club by the USGA.
Well, like I said, you know, the USGA wants par to be a good score. Now, I don't think we can blame Nelly Korda's 10 on the USGA. That was just bad decisions and a couple of bad breaks, I'll admit that. But you look at the scores today. One of the amateurs, Sara Nusik, shot minus one. She's in at 69 for the day. Emily Christine Pedersen is 2 under through 13. Yan Liu is 1 under through 9. Hu Jo Kim is 3 under. She's done for the day, shot 67. So I don't know if the golf course is playing easier. I haven't been able to get on TV and look at it. But it's unfortunate that the stars of the LPGA the well-known names did not make the cut. But we're all playing the same golf course. Low score still wins. And I'm not as committed to accusing the USGA of botching the setup as you are, Greg. I think that just you make some dumb stuff. You make some dumb shots or some bad shots, and a USGA golf course is going to nip you right in the posterior.
Yep. So the top 10 on Thursday, the top 10 women players in the world.
Right.
Combined total score of 55 over par.
Wow. Right.
All right. That is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, if you take the 10 out of there by Nelly Korda, that's seven shots right there. So now we're down to, 48? Look at me doing math. So that's 48 over par.
Right.
So, as I say, Greg, figures lie and liars figure. So I'm not so sure that...
Calling me a liar?
No, not at all.
A fabricator.
But the USGA, yes, they would have liked to have those stars make the cut and be in contention, but they got what they got, and, four under, your leader being four under after two rounds in a USGA event, that's right where they want it.
Well, here's what Rose Zhang had to say, even though she missed the cut.
I think everyone hit right on the dot on how difficult this course is. And even though, the next few days people will be seeing this golf course on television, a lot of the slopes and undulations clearly don't show. So it'll be a really big test for everyone's short games, everyone's lag putting. But most importantly, you got to get your ball in the fairway and on the greens first. So I think making sure that you've got, a solid, I guess, consistency game plan for hitting different types of shots and course management. I don't think there's an even lie on this golf course at all. So.
Well, I'll tell you right now, there's no way in the world they can trick up Pinehurst other than on the greens at Pinehurst number 2 this year for the U.S. Open for the men in a couple weeks, because there's you can't grow much rough down there. It's springtime. Right. It's springtime, so the Bermuda really hasn't kicked in as well as it should, so it's not going to be overly long. And the greens are your only defense there, so if they don't, and they're all crowned. So
if you go off the fairways, isn't there some kind of pine straw?
There's sand, there's love grass, there's all of that down there that you have to be aware of, but for the most part, the golf course is pretty much straightforward.
Yeah, sure.
I'm shocked at how much difficulty these ladies are having with this golf course, but I'm more shocked that the USGA hasn't adjusted. The rough is out of control. You're dealing, and this is not a sexist statement when I say this, you're dealing with ladies trying to hit it out of this thick rough that don't generate the same speed,
right.
So that's why it's not sexist. It's fact. They don't generate the same speed as what the men do, so it's a much more difficult play when you're around the greens or hitting from out of the rough out in the fairway.
Sure. But, Greg, USGA, what has been a steadfast direction by the USGA
mantra,
is always hitting keeping the ball in play. You miss a fairway, you're going to pay the penalty. And that's
what happened to their graduated rough business? They got away from it.
This golf course, the setup looks to me much more U.S. Open of old than the
Mike Davis.
Most recent ones.
Yeah, they've gone to a little more linksy setup. And I personally, listen, the British Open is, or the Open Championship, men's and ladies, that needs to be your links setup, right?
Right.
Your USGA, U.S. Open setup needs to be miss the fairway, pay the penalty, pay the price. So we've got four players under par. We've got an amateur one over par, tied for fifth. Like I said, we wish the stars would have shown up, but I think it's more on the players than it is on the golf course setup. There's a number out there. There's numbers out there. 69-67 is, She didn't have any problems with it.
67 is the low round for the week. It's been shot a couple of times, and that's it. That's all as far as depth in the scoring. But in my opinion, the golf course is the story here rather than the golf being the story. So from that standpoint, The USGA has failed so far because they want not only to be able to acknowledge who they want, the best player to be able to win the event, and the best player is not going to win the event. The best player this week who captured lightning in a bottle is going to be the one that wins this tournament.
Well, I think the USGA wants to identify the best player of the week. So it hasn't been the stars that we're used to seeing, but Machai, or the leader, is obviously playing very well. Do I think she's going to be your winner? No. Do I think 4-under is going to hold up? I think anybody take 4-under and get in the clubhouse and sign for it now if you gave them the opportunity.
No question.
So,
you guys want to hear from Andrea Lee?
Yeah.
She's almost the leader.
Yeah, long day, but I'm just going to go get some dinner and try to get a good, nice rest. But, yeah, it's tough out here. It's, you know, 5-6 hour rounds, and it's a grind. So, and we're only at the halfway point, so I'm just going to try and regroup and calm my mind down a little bit and get some good rest tonight.
Yeah, that's another thing. The USGA, promote the game of golf, rules of golf, pace of play. 5-6 hour rounds. Nelly Korda alluded to it. She said, we stood on the tee on the 12th hole, her third hole of play.
Yep.
And she was already standing there for 30 minutes waiting to be able to play.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what you get with a double tee start. If you look at the front side, it goes par 4, par 4, par 4, par 4. You don't see your first par 3 till number 6, and you don't see your first par 5 till number 7. On the back side, it goes 4, 4, 3. And as we were alluding to, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but when you have a par 3 early in the round, especially surrounded by water, you're going to get
a tough course.
You're going to get a log jam. And the reason for that log jam is the wind is swirling. You've got to hit a very precise shot. So club changing is going on. But listen, I don't think that you're seeing the players get put on the clock, but I suspect you'll see a little more attention paid to the pace of play going forward. USGA does not like the bad publicity.
And for TV, too.
And you know what? I'm not a huge fan of the USGA. I'll go ahead and say it. I know Jordan Bodenhammer is a friend of mine. But I will say this. I think that sometimes they get, they're a little bit of a pinata as far as getting poked at and hit in kind of a little bit unjust ways.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk a lot more Women's U.S. Open, as well as what's ahead for the tours coming up in the coming weeks. Plus, we'll talk a little bit more about the Grayson Murray situation and what effects that have on players. You're listening to the Bunker Bunker Golf Show. We've been bringing it to you live every Saturday for 35 years right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
Wolf, I know you're excited because Drew Petzing just walked into the studio.
Drew, why is a fullback not part of your ferocious philosophy?
Look, we're out of time.
Why is that?
Wait, we just gave it a different name in tight end. They still play the same position.
Kenny Dillingham joining us on the Arizona Sports Line.
Wolf, just so you know, we're bigger this year. So we're actually going to be able to use the fullback. Last year, we couldn't use the fullback. We got some old linemen. We got some size. So you'll actually be able to see a fullback this year.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France radio message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and sweet macaron all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. From May 23rd, make the most of our new Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport nonstop flights to Paris. Elegance is a journey. Air France. See conditions on airfrance.us.
Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and over the last 20 years, the attorneys at Sweet James have helped enough accident victims to fill an entire sports arena. And just listen to this story. A client's world changed after a reckless drunk driver hit his vehicle and left him with severe injuries, but he couldn't get the insurance company to help him. And after all that frustration, he called Sweet James, and his new team of attorneys stepped in to make sure he got the medical treatment he needed, and they wouldn't let up up until they delivered a massive $7 million victory. Now, no firm can guarantee the outcomes, but in these situations, caring and winning go hand in hand. It means medical care, maximum compensation, and it means justice. That's what Sweet James is all about. They're the firm you call if you're ever hurt in an accident. And don't wait, because waiting can hurt your case. 800-9-MILLION, 800-900-0000, sweetjames.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices, maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair, or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com. Bunker to Bunker's golf tour is kicking off their summer swing at Verado Golf Club's Victory Course on Saturday, June 22nd, benefiting the Arnie's Army Charitable Foundation. Bunker to Bunker's two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, a huge raffle, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. Come enjoy an unforgettable day of golf with your friends. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at bunkergolf.com.
It's only once a year, and it's here, the Ford Memorial Day sales event at our Desert Ford dealers, May 23rd through June 3rd. Yep, Paul Calvis here, and I love how Ford celebrates the American drive with that 2024 Ford F-150, where it's our option how we want to power up, gas, hybrid, or all electric. And that's not all we get. How about 1.9% financing for 36 months, plus $500 cash back and $1,000 in trade assist cash on a 2024 Ford F-150 XLT. And then on a 2024 Ford Escape, get premium care and extended service plan so you're protected from unforeseen covered repairs. And right now, get Ford Protect Premium Care for up to the earlier of 5 years or 60,000 miles, plus a Ford Credit Flex Buy with 1.9% financing for 66 months and $1,000 in Flex Buy cash on a 2024 Ford Escape. It's the Ford Memorial Day sales event, May 23rd through June 3rd at BuyFordNow.com.
The Greg Ellis going to the matches in college.
The disco song, baby. That's right.
It's a ballroom blitz. Yeah, baby. Used to crank this sucker up. Used to blow the speakers out right here.
On one of those white vans.
That's it. All right. So a couple things we got to touch on before we do any more recap of any other golf. One of the things is this last week, first of all, a couple days ago, lost a longtime PGA professional here in the Valley and very involved with the Southwest Section PGA. Roger Maxwell passed away at the age of 79 on the 28th, peacefully with his daughter and son-in-law at his side. Roger used to be at Camelback Golf Course for many, many years, and then was promoted to Director of Golf Operations for the Marriott International in Washington, D.C. Wow. 6 years later, he returned to Arizona and opened in celebration of golf in 1995. Golf stores that had all of the most amazing merchandise you could ever imagine.
Like a museum in some cases.
Yeah. And even opened in a couple of airports. So
yeah, they had a store, in celebration of golf in Las Vegas.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So a celebration of life will be held Thursday, June 6th at Paradise Valley Country Club at 1 o'clock. Condolences may be expressed at www.WhitneyMurphyFuneralHome.com.
Sure.
So our hearts go out to the family of Roger Maxwell.
Quite a legacy.
Right. Who, Susie Maxwell Burning, was one of his sisters.
She won the U.S. Open.
Yes, she did. A couple times. All right. So along that line, this last week on Saturday, I texted you guys saying Grayson Murray passed away at the age of 30. So I put it on, Golf Channel, as I always do, and right away they're talking the news story, and right away they're talking, oh my gosh, you know, woe is me, Grayson Murray had all these problems with alcoholism and depression and all this, and they're talking about all this like, first of all, there had been no mention as to how he passed away yet.
Right.
It didn't come out until a few days later.
Yeah.
And all of the media is making this conjecture. Okay. And it was driving me frippin' crazy because these guys are all speculating, what happened if he slipped and fell in the bathtub and died? Right. Wouldn't that have made all of these media people just absolute idiots?
My guess is they probably knew and couldn't say.
Well, I'll say this.
I'm going to guess a number of
the
people
The parents
knew.
Made a statement and made nothing of it until a couple days later.
No, but they found him, et cetera, and you don't find somebody with the smell of fumes in the car, that kind of thing. So, and two makes four. So.
But his long history of mental illness, he came out and lambasted the PGA Tour for not doing more to help him in his struggles with mental health and alcoholism. Now, I was shocked. You look at from the outside, and you never know, this really, you know, the old tried and true saying, you never know what somebody else is going through. You look at the outside, and Grayson Murray's got everything that most of us would want.
And a win this year.
A win this year, a big bank account, a beautiful fiance, seemed to have his life in order, had achieved sobriety, and all these things. Mental health is a very, very... It hides in the darkness, and it creeps up on you and all that sort of stuff. All that said, I don't feel sympathy for Grayson Murray. I feel empathy.
Sure.
He did this to himself. I feel sympathy for his loved ones and his parents. It is the most selfish act that you can perform. And if anybody out there is thinking about ending their life, please, 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 go talk to somebody. Share your secret. I know it's not it can be, there's a stigma attached to it, but there is a brighter day tomorrow.
It's become such a big thing. We now have a national number for mental health crisis, 988.
But in my religion, suicide is a sin, and murder is a sin. And so I feel really bad that Grayson Murray did this to himself. But the sympathy, the sadness is for the people he's left behind who are scratching their heads saying, what can happen? How did I miss this? All this sort of thing.
Well, the first thing we all saw that kind of made us go, wow, was a soundbite here from Webb Simpson. And this just kind of puts it in perspective on Saturday.
Met Grayson at my home club when Grayson was probably 8 years old, maybe nine. And he was the first winner of the Webb Simpson Challenge Junior Tournament that I've had for 14 years. And so, you know, when you hear news like that over the phone, you don't think it's real at first. And, you know, you hear the emotion coming from our swing coach, and then you realize it's real.
We sometimes forget that these guys, and this is all pro athletes, women, men, they're human beings.
Yep.
And there's a lot of pressure out there.
And fresh on the heels of this, Lexi Thompson comes out and says she is going to not be playing full-time on the LPGA Tour in the coming years. Now, notice I said not playing full time.
Right.
She never said retire, but all the headlines had retiring. Well, here's what Lexi had to say that kind of echoes a little bit of what you just heard Webb Simpson talking about.
I'm just going to take it day by day and see how I feel, especially going into next year. But I'm very content with this being my last full-time schedule year. Being out here can be a lot. It can be lonely. Sorry if I get emotional. I said I wasn't going to. I just think, you know, especially with what's happened in golf as of recent, too, a lot of people don't realize a lot of what we go through as a professional athlete. I mean, and I'll be the last one to say, like, throw me a pity party. This is the last thing I want. But we're doing what we love. We're trying the best every single day. And, you know, we're not perfect. We're humans. Words hurt. It's hard to overcome sometimes.
What's really interesting that she said right there is, and this is so true, and social media has done 90% of what happens with people. Lexi Thompson, you want to talk about how crappy of a putter she is? Great. But when you start to, in attacking how bad of a putter she is, her personal life now is, and that's what she was talking about a lot, is it's not, you can say whatever you want about my golf game, but don't attack me personally through my golf game. They're two separate things.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Life is not easy. There's a few charter members of the Lucky Club that they've got silver spoons in their mouth, and it's easy. But even for those people who've got all the assets in the world, life is difficult. You take... You know, listen, no offense to the three of us in this room, but we're Joe Sixpacks, right? We go to work, we try to save our money so one day we don't have to work anymore. We have a mortgage, we've got kids that we are concerned about raising up to be good humans going forward. Life is hard, and that's why, in my opinion, you need to have this thing called hope. And a higher power. And I don't care what your higher power
and
is.
And balance.
If it's the clouds in the sky or a pine tree or whatever it is, mine happens to be called God.
Yeah.
But to have hope that there is good things coming to you the next day. Life can change on the turn of a dime. Your worst day can be right before your best day.
Right.
And your situation can change. You have got to continue, in my opinion, battling forward. And like I said earlier, the way they break prisoners of war is not by beating the tar out of them. It's by eliminating hope. Your country doesn't care about you. Nobody's coming to get you. You're forgotten. That destroys hope. And now you're bleak. You have nothing to live for the next day. I'm very fortunate. I've got great kids that I live for every day. And, you know, you got to keep moving forward. And like I said, I have so much empathy for Grayson Murray, but the sympathy goes to his loved ones. And
everybody, Jim, has that kind of right outlook.
No, I know.
Greg, and I do mostly.
I don't understand mental health issues like that because I have had, you know, sure, I get sad sometimes.
Sure.
We all do. But I've never had that degree. I am not saying that my way is the right way because I don't have that experience of something hurting so bad mentally that you want to end it. But gosh, it's just, you know, and Greg, I think you're spot on with the whole social media and everybody, all these kids look at, or the younger generation.
They take it too seriously.
But they look at, you know, these people are posting these great lives on YouTube and Instagram and all that sort of thing, and they compare themselves to that. I learned early in my life that you can't compare yourself to others because I've had some people who look like they've got the world by the cojones.
They don't.
And they have problems. We all have problems. It's how you deal with them. And so, again, like I said, if you have any inkling of this, talk to somebody.
Get help.
There's professionals out there that can help you. The thing that really bums me out is the fact that there's such a stigma attached to mental health issues. Listen, if you had a cold, you sprain your ankle, you have cancer, you go to the doctor. There are doctors, there are professionals who can help you. And I wish that more people would take that action and disregard the stigma.
Before we go to break, I want to play one more soundbite from Anna Nordquist. She was kind of talking about her feelings after she heard from Lexi Thompson.
He's coming out here and, you know, seeing the fans. I've kind of been blown away, the amount of fans that we had, like, the last 2 days, and the tournament hasn't even started. So, yeah, it's definitely something that is not talked about enough. I work on it constantly and, you know, I've been trying to manage the storm here the last couple of years, but I'm just trying to put one foot in front of the other, showing up every day, trying to smile, be happy, and, you know, just do my best, because that's all I can do.
Wasn't it her whose husband?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Just last year? Yeah, so these guys all talk about how they have their teams, they have their teams, they have their teams.
Right.
And so some of them are surrounded by a lot of people. Yeah. Most of these guys, they play golf, they hit balls, they go eat, they go back to the hotel, and they sit there and look at four walls.
Right,
or play video games.
And all this stuff just kind of, all that white noise starts to become black noise in their heads, and that's when it gets to be troublesome. It's very disappointing. Jim said, our hearts go out to Grayson's family and friends, and if you do need anything, call for help. Yeah. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Dial 988 to be able to get help. When we come back, we're going to talk about divorce hitting the tour.
Hey, Greg, one last thing on the whole Grayson Murray thing is I hope that we don't just move past this.
No kidding.
I hope that it stays in the forefront and we remember this going forward.
All right, we're back after this.
D-backs television analyst Bob Brenly.
At least last year they were fun to watch. You know, we had guys that burned on the bases. We had guys that would take their walks and pass the baton, putting pressure on the opposing pitcher and catcher and defense. I mean, how many games in the early part of the season last year did other teams just fold when the D-backs started creating chaos? It was fun to watch these teams crap down their legs because they didn't know what to do about the Diamondbacks.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, had another great week at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. You need to do the same. I can't emphasize enough how many of our listeners have joined the Bill Ross Fitness Solutions Revolution. You go and we saw them all at Bill's charity event last week out at Golf Club at Estrella. You cannot miss out. You go and you get a consultation, a free consultation. Then you get $100 off your first month's program when you tell them you heard about it on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Bill will design a specific program for you and your needs. You don't need to be hurt to go see him. You don't need to be injured to go see him. You don't need to be out of shape to go see him. If you just want to get where you can get a little more club head speed, Bill can help you with that program. So if you want to find out more about it, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 and join the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution today.
Are you not able to enjoy this summer as much as you want because of joint pain? This is the best time for being outdoors, but not if your knees, shoulders, back, or hips are hurting. Don't suffer any longer. Non-surgical joint pain relief is here at QC Kinetics. Call them today. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. QC Kinetics advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue so you can walk and run and hike and play golf and move again pain-free. free. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of former orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. Their advanced protocols have enabled tens of thousands of patients to reclaim their mobility. Stop putting it off. Take action now and live your best life again. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Sanderson Ford is Arizona's largest Ford dealership. They're also number one in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. This is truly Sanderson Ford country, and people are singing their praises.
Across the green desert.
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez.
To where the mountains touch the sky.
Owner Sanderson Ford, David Kimmerly.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
Owner of Rosie on the House, Rosie Romero.
Where Arizona is pride.
92.3 KTAR News Talk host Mike Broomhead.
Sanderson Ford country.
98.7 Arizona sports host John Gambadoro.
Built on serving you.
102.5 KNIX country host Tim Hattrick, a.k.a. Johnny Maverick.
Sanderson Ford.
Mix 96.9 host Priscilla Ornelas.
Satisfaction in somebody.
Sanderson Ford general manager Mark Widow.
For Arizona pride.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
Towing. You may not need it today, but when you do, you really do. Who do you call? In Arizona, there's one company that stands apart. Professional Towing. Professional Towing has an unwavering dedication to prioritizing customers' needs with transparency, honesty, and integrity. They cover light duty to medium duty and heavy duty transport, guaranteeing top service in all towing categories. Check them out at ProTowingAZ.com or call 480-797-9922 today. Fast, friendly, and reliable. That's Professional Towing.
Aerosmith and later Aerosmith and Run DMC.
Great, yeah, that was a great redo, wasn't it?
Steven Tyler.
Joe Perry on guitar.
Yep.
All right. We're going to skip talking about divorce.
Yeah.
I just don't want to talk about divorce.
We need to get back on happy stuff.
Is going to lead to live.
All right. So here's a question that I posed last week.
Okay.
And I carried it over to this week. Because I wanted to ask you guys, after the PGA Championship, and the winner, who won the PGA Championship?
Not Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. Not Scottie Scheffler.
It was, how quickly we forget.
I know, right?
Tin Cup.
Wow, I'm drawing a blank.
All right, anyway. So he wins his first major.
Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele. Thank you. All right, wins his first major. So now, Jim, the question is, who is the currently the best player without a major? I'll give you some examples. You can give me who you think.
Okay. Colin Montgomery.
Tony Finau. Will Zalatoris.
These are good picks.
Tommy Fleetwood. Victor Hovland. Sahith Thagala, Ricky Fowler.
Well, I think if you to answer that question, I think you have to look at longevity, how long they've been out there, and the opportunities that are closing on them. So I would have to say Tommy Fleetwood. He might not be the best player in that group, but he is the one probably that I am surprised the most for as long as he's been out there that he has not done that.
Okay.
Tony Finau, or Finau, however you like to pronounce it.
I don't think he ever wins one.
I'm about 50-50 on that.
Sure.
I thought he would have won one by now.
Yeah.
Victor Hovland, I think, will.
I think he's your next guy to win one.
Yeah, it would.
He will win several.
Yes. I tend to agree, yes.
But again, you look at him, Victor Hovland, and he is such a great player, but he's kind of gone off for a couple of weeks and just not played because he's working on his golf swing. He's trying to find his golf game, short game, etc.
Trying to perfect the unperfectable.
Right. I think a lot of the times these guys get too wrapped up in playing golf swing and not playing golf.
Yeah.
But Fleetwood, I'm surprised, hasn't won one yet. But he's always around at the end of Sunday.
So, around the world in golf, or at least in America, the PGA Tour's next stop is a signature event at the Memorial. And then following that is the U.S. Open Championship down in Pinehurst, where your broadcasters are going to be Brad Faxon, Brandel Chamblee, Gary Koch, Roger Maltby, Mike Tirico, and Dan Hicks.
They're bringing Koch and Maltby back, huh?
Yeah, they sure are. Then following that event is a signature event at the Travelers, which, oh, by the way, on the U.S. Open, they're playing for $12 million. That's due to their presenting sponsor that they now have attached to the U.S. Women's Open. But it's the largest purse they've ever played for, $12 million. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah.
And then the Travelers is right after the U.S. Open. So pretty packed 4 weeks. The RBC Canadian Open this week, then the Memorial, then the U.S. Open, then the Travelers.
Is the Travelers a signature event this year?
It is a signature event this year.
Oh, boy, that's good for them.
The PGA Tour champions after this week go to the American Family Insurance Championship in Wisconsin. Then they go to Dick's Open in Endicott, New York. The LPGA have the Grocery Classics coming up. They've got the ShopRite Classic coming up next week, and they've got the Meyer Classic coming up the following week. That gives you kind of a wrap of what's going on in the world of upcoming golf to be able to watch.
We've got 1 minute, boys.
Well, I know we're a little bit out in front of it, but the U.S. Open, the next major.
Yeah, longest day in golf is coming up next week.
Yep, qualifying for it, 36 holes. Boy, you look at the contenders and the pretenders, and I don't mean to be tooting the live horn. But I think the U.S. Open, watch out for Mr. DeChambeau. He's finally getting some positive feedback for his actions. He threw a kid a golf ball at the PGA Championship. Somebody intercepted.
Well, he'll think Sunday at the PGA without a doubt.
Right, and Bryson said, "Hey, dude, give that kid the golf ball," and he got applauded for that. He got treated nicely.
Can you imagine? Bryson DeChambeau coming after you.
Yeah.
I'll bet the guy could just light you up.
Exactly.
Well, I said last week, I don't know how sincere Bryson DeChambeau truly is. I think he's all about Bryson DeChambeau. And yes, while that was a nice gesture, I think that's all it was a gesture. I think that
Greg's heard of
he's got
guys.
A long way to
I
go.
I think Bryson DeChambeau
be enamored.
I think he's a much better guy than you give him credit for.
All right, due up next is the lead group. We're just the warm up band for Kevin McCabe, the dean of AZ High School Sports, coming up. We want to thank you for joining us today and putting up with us. We look forward to talking to you next week. In the meantime, he's Jim, I'm Greg. Get out there, play some golf.
Holla!